Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
Today we're going to be talking about what a great early stage startup business looks like. How do you know you got something special? And I found that there's four pillars, really four indicators, whether you have something super special. You know, as a general rule, unless you got a boatload of venture capital, and you know, which changes the rules to where you need to be at different stages of profitability, et cetera, I believe that startups either start fast or they don't ever live. They don't ever survive. They never make it. And I know that makes, you know, me kind of contradictory to what some people think, but I believe, you know, in the first 90 days. I believe there's a great deal of, you know, good revenues coming in, and everything about it is exciting, and it's just a matter of where you're going to steer it. You kind of know you got something special, so you got good decisions to make. And I think generally businesses that struggle early and continue to struggle early. That's just my personal opinion. But there's four pillars that I look at when I'm building a company, and I love building a company, and I hope to be building companies until they put me into the box because I'm fascinated. I like how the pieces get moved around, and it's just exciting. First thing I look at in a business is it staffable? And you're like, well, Sean, what are you talking about? Well, you have to be able to staff your company, and every company has a different level of staffing needs. Some have extraordinarily high-level talented people. Maybe it's a tech business or something like that. You just need a lot of bodies, restaurants, amusement parks, things of that nature. And hiring people is a challenge. I know, looking at the businesses I own, that we're probably paying about 20%, maybe even more, in what we were paying just a couple years ago. So the staffing, your ability to find good staff, retain good staff, and be able to pay them, and thus have a margin that you can put in your pocket, is critical. So one of the key pillars that I look at, if I have a healthy early business, is, am I able to staff it? Or is it like, and I use this phrase a lot, this is kind of mine, or is it like trying to find a one-eyed leprechaun all the time? In the way that I'm wired, if I can't get a candidate in front of me within 2 weeks for a position, I used to say 3 days, but that's changed because, you know, the world's changed. But if I can't get someone in front of me within 2 weeks, I'm very concerned. If I can't make a critical hire in place within 60 days, well, that's not a model I want. I mean, that to me, that's not a very durable business model. Second thing, so I'm looking at my pillars. Picture this, okay? Is it staffable? Now I'm looking at my neck. Is it scalable? In other words, okay, I started it. I'm here, but can it go to the next level and the next level and the next level? I notice this when I walk into businesses, you know, little startups, you know, family-owned businesses that are new, and I joke with my family, but I can tell whether it's going to die or succeed really early on. I can feel the vibe, look at the volume at critical key hours, specifically restaurants and retail stores, and is it scalable? To me, it's barely, you know, is it surviving even at this, you know, initial level? Well, it surely won't scale. And then I go into businesses and I'm like, this is a great idea. You can do this in other locations. This is scalable. And when I'm starting a startup, I always start it with the idea of, okay, how would we scale it? Assuming it's going to be scaled, what are other locations that we could do? What are other divisions we can add, additional services we can add? So from my very startup business plan, I have scalability assumed. Well, if I start it and none of the scaling can happen, then I know that I have a problem. And there are times when I've done this where I had a startup that, okay, probably would have breathed, probably would have survived, but there was not going to be enough in that to keep my attention. There would not have been enough money in it or whatever the case may be. And I've unloaded it sometimes to people maybe I even started it with, just kind of gave it away. or sold that at just whatever it cost to get me in, and sometimes even did in-house financing to facilitate this. Why? Because scalable. I did not, you know, after starting it, what I perceived where we could scale it wasn't happening. So it wasn't a scalable business, and that loses my interest. And I would say, you know, clearly, if you can't scale it, it's not what I would define as a great early stage business. Next, is it sustainable? You create a monster, then you got to feed it. And this is one of the key things that I look at when I'm evaluating a business I want to get involved in. I'm looking at something right now. Literally just had a text conversation with someone that most people would know if I gave the name. And I was just talking, and he was like, well, are you going to do this? And I was like, you know, I want to make sure that I can feed this monster. I want to make sure it's sustainable financially, sustainable based on the amount of time that I can give to it, my staff, whatever it's going to take to sustain this. Because remember, I want to sustain a business that's scalable. So I want it to keep growing. And so thus I got to sustain it, and thus I got to staff it. You can kind of see where one domino knocks over the other. So if my goal was, I just want to start a business, make a little bit of money, put some money in my pocket, that's not my ambitions. That's not my ambitions. That's why these are what I call, I define this as a great early stage business. So can I sustain this? Is it sustainable? Some businesses just wear you out. They just wear you out. I've often joked, like, if you gave me a restaurant, I would give it back. But you know, can you sustain it? Next, I go into the business wanting to sell it. I may never sell it. Typically, you're going to, even if you sell it to family members or partners. But the idea is, I start a business that's sellable from the beginning. If your business is not sellable, it's probably not, you can't scale it because nobody wants it. It has no size. Again, you might have to do what I've done before, is in-house finance it and kind of peddle it to somebody who was with you in the beginning, and they're happy to make their $40,000 to $60,000 a year. I apologize, that doesn't move the needle for me. That might have moved the needle 25 years ago. It does not move the needle for me now. Okay, so starting a business, I want to see the key characteristics of a business that can be sold. And that is good cash flow. And are we able to put money in reserves? Do we have money in reserves? Okay, so that's so critical. And you can dig down under all these little things like scalable business. Yeah, scalable business is generally something that's marketed really well. So you have a marketing plan that allows you to scale. And I'm not drilling into all these sub points under this, because there's endless things within staffing, and there's endless things within scaling, of which is marketing and growth of sales, and we can get into margins that would go under sustainable. Is our margins really good that gives us the cash flow to sustain it? And then sellable is, does it have the components? Does it have systems in place? Good staffing, okay, consistent cash flow, ideal target customer. We have a proven system to attracting that customer. We have a proven market system in place. Again, it's a 10-minute entrepreneur podcast. I just tease you with the four big points. I may break these down, and each one of these would be a great lesson in and of their own. But I was just thinking the other day, because I was looking at a business I'm getting ready to start, and I was just quickly running it through my analysis. And I have things that I look at, you know, do I have enough time to put into this? Do I have the resources necessary? Will it draw my attention from an existing business? I've gone over those with you before. But then I was like, okay, can I touch the four touch points that I view for a great business? Because I'm at the age where I'm not interested. If I can't make this great, I'm not interested anymore. And so I was like, what would make this great for me? Okay, I don't want to start something where we can't staff it great. Okay, I've said this before. A big dream with a bad team is a nightmare. So it's got to be able to be staffed. Number two is, can we scale it? Okay, we're starting it here, but can we take it here? Like, this is the number that really intrigues the daylights out of me. This is the number that gets my attention. Okay, so that's why scalable is so important. And then sustainable. Okay, we're going to build it to there, but do we have the resources? Will it create enough cash flow so that we can sustain it, so that we can fulfill, we can meet the fulfillments and things of that nature? And then, obviously, I'm at the point in the game where everything could be sold at some point. Whether, again, to a partner, to someone else, to another business, whatever it may be. I don't want a business that I can't sell. I don't want to harness something around my neck that I can't move. Why? Because I look at all my businesses as assets. Everything I have, when I create a business, I look at, could I sell it within 2 years? Do I have it? Is it in place enough to where I can sell it? So that, to me, when I'm looking at my personal net worth, it's not like I'm wondering what it is. I can look at my P&Ls and level of partnerships and things of that nature and cash flow, and I kind of know what I could sell everything for. So I like to know that. Again, what we talked about today was the four pillars of a great early stage business. This is Sean Castorina with the 10 Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, where I try to equip and educate and encourage entrepreneurs. And today, I hope I shared with you what you need to look at with your business and see if you have these four touch points in place. Because if you do, you got something special. If you don't, well, look at where you're lacking and just kind of work on that. You can, doesn't matter where you're at now, you can build out to these four things. And if you can't hit them, well, then you know to what degree your business is. Okay. You may be very happy with a good business, and there's nothing wrong with it. Good businesses, you know, keep the economy going. At this point, I'm just looking for great ones. I want to thank you so much for listening to the podcast. It's brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. They're just incredible at helping you get more leads, more traction, more sales to your site, because they just get more eyeballs. They get more attention to your business. That's what great marketing does. Thank you so much for listening.